Section 3.1, Exploring the Storage Card Bookshelves. Now we can proceed to connect the stream to the computer so we can look at the contents of the SD card. In order to connect the stream, we must first power it off. I'll do that now. And now I'm going to connect the long USB cable to my computer. And I'm taking the other end of the USB cable and I'm connecting it to the stream in the USB connector jack on the top left corner. Now I'm going to power the stream back on and we should hear the message player connected.
Welcome to Victor Reader, player connected.
We heard the player connected message and then we heard the acknowledgement from Windows that it's recognized the device. It should now have it listed as a USB device on the computer icon. So I'm going to go to my desktop.
Windows M.
And I'm going to press the letter C to go to my computer icon.
C, computer.
Press Enter.
Enter. Computer items view multi-select list box. Hard disk drives open. S3 of 56709D001 left parent C colon right parent. Local disk 1 of 12.
So there's my C hard drive. I'm going to down arrow and look for the USB device.
Devices with removable storage open. Devices with removable storage left parent 2 right. Stream 2GB left parent E colon right parent.
And there it is. The stream is recognized as a USB removable storage device. I'm going to press Enter to open it.
Enter, E colon backslash, items view multi-select list box, not selected dollar VR audible, 2010-11-12845AM file folder, 1 of 8.
Here we have the storage card, and we hear dollar sign VR audible. This is the first reserved bookshelf folder on the storage card. Each reserved folder for the stream bookshelf begins with a dollar sign VR, dollar Victor Reader. And this first folder, dollar VR audible, is the reserve folder where we store our audible books. I'm going to down arrow and look at some of the other reserve folders that are here.
$VRDTB.
This is the $VRDTB, DTB as in Daisy Talking Book. So this is the reserve folder where we store our Daisy Talking Books, $VRDTB. I'll down arrow.
$VRMusic.
And this is self-explanatory. It's where we'll store our collection of folders and files that represent our music.
$VRNotes.
$VRNotes, also self-explanatory. This is where the voice recordings will be stored when we make voice recordings.
$VROtherBooks.
And the Other Books Reserve folder is, you guessed it, that's where we store our other books, the recorded books that are non-Daisy.
$VRPodcasts.
And, of course, a reserve folder for our podcasts.
$VRText.
And a reserve folder for our text bookshelf.
$VRStream underline attributes.
And this is not a folder. This is a particular file, $VRStream attributes. The information stored here is created automatically by the Victor Stream and is used by the HumanWare Companion. You don't need to worry about this particular file, and you should not try and edit this file. If I down arrow again, we're at the end. This is the entire contents of the storage card. We have the reserved folders plus the stream attributes file. Let's just review those folders once more. I'll arrow up to go through the list.
$VRText.
That's the text bookshelf reserved folder where we put text files.
$VRPodcasts.
The reserved folder for the podcast bookshelf.
$VROtherBooks.
The reserved folder for putting folders that contain audio files representing other books.
$VRNotes.
Where the voice recordings will be stored.
$VRMusic.
The files for our music go into this bookshelf folder.
$VRDTP.
The Daisy Talking Books bookshelf.
$VRAudible.
And the Audible bookshelf reserve folder. Of course, we are looking at the storage card that came with your stream. If you purchase a new storage card, you don't need to worry about creating these reserved $VR folders. Simply put your new storage card in the stream, and the stream will automatically create all of the $VR reserved folders for you. Also, if you do not need all of the reserved folders, you don't need to worry about deleting the unused ones. When you press key number 1, the bookshelf key, only the bookshelves that have content in them will be listed in the key 1 rotation. The only exception to this is the notes bookshelf. It's always listed in the bookshelf rotation, even if you have zero voice recordings. For example, let's say that you only have talking books that you want to put in the $VR DTB folder. You're not interested in other books, music, podcasts, text files. And in this case, even though all the reserved bookshelf folders exist on the storage card, the only bookshelves you will hear when you press on key number 1 are talking books and notes, because the other reserved folders will be empty. Let's open the Audible bookshelf. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected underline humanware underline welcome underline the underline audible dot.
What we have here is the Welcome to Humanware Audible book, the little excerpt that we played earlier, which has the promotion for the Humanware and Audible partnership. And it ends in .AA. If I down arrow in this folder,
and underline BBCW underline 001659 underline MP332.a.
Here is another .AA file, and it's the first of the 11 books that we had as excerpts of Audible. Remember, there were 11 excerpts plus the Humanware Welcome to Audible for a total of 12 books. I'll look at the status line with my screen reader at the bottom of the screen.
12 items graphic.
And we do indeed have 12 items representing the 12 books that we heard earlier when we were browsing the Audible bookshelf on the stream. I'm going to exit the Audible folder now.
E colon backslash items view multi-select list box.
So now we're back to the root of the E drive. The E drive is where Windows recognized my VR stream as an external USB device. I'm going to down arrow.
$VR DTB.
And here is the reserved folder for the Daisy Talking Books bookshelf. Remember, we had two books in this bookshelf. I'm going to open this folder to have a look at the two books. I'm going to press enter.
Enter e colon backslash $VR DTB. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected Daisy book dash climbing the highest mountain.
And there's climbing the highest mountain. It's the first folder in this bookshelf. And we should not be surprised if I down arrow to find
Daisy Bookshare book dash Call of the Wild.
The Daisy Bookshare book Call of the Wild. You'll notice that the folder name that's being presented here by Windows, I'll repeat it.
Daisy Bookshare book dash Call of the Wild 2010.
It's the Daisy Bookshare book Call of the Wild. When we played the book earlier on the stream, we only heard Call of the Wild. We didn't hear Daisy Bookshare book Call of the Wild. This is because on the Talking Books bookshelf, we have an associated title with each Daisy book, and the title is just Call of the Wild. So if I up arrow again, we go back to
Daisy book dash climbing the highest mountain.
Now remember, there were two levels of folders on the Talking Books bookshelf. We explored those with keys 2 and 8. The level 1 folder, climbing the highest mountain, is where we're pointed at now. I'm going to press enter and open it.
Enter e colon backslash $VRDTB backslash Daisy book dash climbing the highest mountain. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected Norway underline mountain.
And there is the subfolder, the level 2 folder, Norway mountains, just as we heard when we browsed this bookshelf earlier on the stream. I'm going to open the Norway mountains folder.
Enter. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected BAGU0001.smil.
And this is a file that ends in SMIL, a SMIL file. So this confirms that it's actually the Daisy book files that we're looking at now.
BAGU001.mp3.
And there's an MP3 file in this book.
BAGU001b.mp3.
And more MP3 files. We don't need to understand what these files are about. This is just to confirm that the Norway Mountains folder that we're now in is in fact the book folder and contains the Daisy book files. I'm going to return to the Norway Mountains folder.
E colon backslash $VRDTB backslash Daisy book dash climbing the highest mountain. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Norway underline mountain.
And I will go back to its parent folder, which is climbing the highest mountain folder.
Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Daisy book dash climbing the highest mountain.
If I down arrow to the Call of the Wild folder,
Daisy Bookshare book dash Call of the Wild.
This is a level 1 folder. If I open it,
enter shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected call underline of underline the underline wild underline f1.ncx.
This is actually a file that makes up the Daisy Bookshare book. And so we see that the level 1 folder is in fact also the book folder. I'm going to close this folder.
E colon backslash $VRDTB. Items view multi-select.
And I'm back to the DTB reserved bookshelf folder for talking books. I'm going to close it.
Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. $VRDTB file folder.
And we're back to the root of the SD card, which is the E drive. I'm going to down arrow.
$VR Music.
Let's open this folder.
Enter shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected jazz. 2010-11-12-845 AM file folder. 1 of 2.
We see that there are two folders in the music bookshelf. The first one is called jazz. I will down arrow.
Latin.
I'm going to open the Latin folder.
Enter shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected Latin jazz.mp3.
And there's a Latin jazz mp3 file. And I'll down arrow.
Latin jazzy.mp3.
And a more jazzy Latin file that's also an MP3. Let me close this folder.
$VR Music. Items view.
And we'll go up to the jazz folder.
Jazz.
And we'll open it.
Enter shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected oceanside.mp3.
And we see another MP3 file. So you get the idea. Each of the two folders in the $VR Music reserve folder has in turn MP3 files that make up the actual music.
$VR Music.
I'm back to the VR Music folder, and I will close it and return to the root of the SD card.
Items view multi-select list box. $VR Music.
And I will down arrow.
$VR Notes.
Here's the notes. We should expect nothing in this file because we haven't recorded any voice notes yet. I'll open it.
Enter. Items view list box read only.
And I'll check the status line in this folder at the bottom of my screen.
Zero items graphic.
And in fact, we have zero items just as we expected. I'll close the notes folder.
Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. $VR notes file.
And I'll go down to the next reserved bookshelf folder.
$VR other books.
Let's open the other books bookshelf folder.
Enter $VR other books. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected stream audio clip.
That sounds familiar. I'm going to look at the status line at the bottom of the screen. We should expect two folders in this bookshelf because we found two books earlier when we were playing the stream.
Two items, graphic two.
And there, in fact, we do have two items. If I down arrow,
stream audio tutorial.
We have the stream audio tutorial. Now you'll notice that the folder names here that we're hearing with the screen reader on my computer are exactly the same as the book titles that were announced when we browsed the other books bookshelf earlier. That's because on the other book's bookshelf, the title that the stream announces for the book is the folder name of the files making up that book. Let me go back to the Stream Audio Clips folder. I'll up arrow.
Stream Audio Clips.
And I'll open this folder.
Enter. $VR other books / stream audio clips. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected 01 audio clips for your VR stream.mp3.
If I down arrow.
02-right out of the box left parent stream and companion CD right parent.mp3. 03-stream power on off reset.mp3. 04-stream loud and clear left parent volume speed tone right parent.mp3.
So those are each of the MP3 files that make up the stream audio clips. I'm going to close the audio clips folder.
$VR other books. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected stream audio clips.
And if we down arrow,
stream audio tutorial.
There's the stream audio tutorial. We can open that.
Enter. $VR other books / stream audio tutorial. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected 01-intro.mp3.
Each of the MP3 files in here is equal to the sections of the audio tutorial that you're listening to now. I'll down arrow.
02-playeroverview.mp3. 03-bookshelves.mp3.
So you get the idea. I'm going to close the audio tutorial folder.
$VR other books.
And I'm going to close the other books bookshelf folder.
Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. $VR other books.
And down arrow.
$VR podcasts.
And here's our podcast bookshelf folder. I'll open it.
Enter. $VR podcasts. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected CBC Radio - Vinyl Cafe.
And there's the CBC Vinyl Cafe podcast folder that we heard before. I'm going to check the status line on the screen.
One item graphic.
That is the only item in this podcast folder. We have one subfolder. If I open it.
Enter.
Oh, I must select it first. I'll press space.
Space. CBC.
And now I'll open the folder.
Enter. $VR podcasts / CBC Radio - Vinyl Cafe. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected Vinyl Cafe - the waitress.mp3.
So we have an MP3 file. Remember that was the first title we heard on the podcast bookshelf was The Waitress. If I down arrow,
Vinyl Cafe - the wedding dress.
There's another one called The Wedding Dress. So there are two podcast books in the podcast bookshelf. Now, these are MP3 files, just like we had in other books, except that the difference in this podcast bookshelf is that each of these MP3 files is its own book, so we have two files, two books. The title that Stream will announce for these books consists of the folder name that contains them, plus the file name. So that's a rather long title that the Stream will announce. Quote, CBC Radio, The Vinyl Cafe, Vinyl Cafe, The Waitress, unquote. It would have been possible to save these two MP3 files just in the root of Dollar VR Podcasts. The folder CBC Radio, The Vinyl Cafe that contains them is entirely optional. I'm going to close this subfolder inside Podcasts.
/$VR Podcast.
I'm going to close the Podcast bookshelf folder now.
Shell folder view, items view, list box read only, items view, multi-select list box, $VR podcast.
And we're back to the root of the SD card. I'm going to down arrow to the final bookshelf.
$VR text.
And open the text bookshelf folder.
Enter, /$VR text, items view, multi-select list box, not selected stream, 2011.
And if I check the status line,
one item graphic.
There is one item, and that's the stream folder that we're focused on now. I'm going to open the stream folder.
Space, enter, /$VR text/stream, items view, multi-select list box, not selected stream, FAQ.htm.
And remember, there were two text books inside the text files bookshelf. The first one was the stream frequently asked questions, HTML version, and the second one, I'll down arrow,
stream FAQ.txt.
Was the stream FAQ, frequently asked questions, TXT version. Now for these two text files, the rules are the same as podcasts. Each of these text files represents its own book on the text bookshelf. I'm going to close this bookshelf.
Shell folder view, items view, /items view multi.
And we're back to being focused on the eDrive, our stream storage card. In the next section, we'll transfer some content from the computer to the storage card.